You can actually smell how nutty that butter is. Now, this might look like it's getting really dark and developing a lot of flavor. You got to keep in mind, you'll see some of these potatoes have a lot of caramelization to them. I like that. I like some little bits to be kind of charred up and stuff. But that's my thing. You know, the French restaurants that I have worked.
That's Anthony Sedlak, cooking up a storm at a Vancouver cookbook shop with an appreciative audience looking on. Sedlak will have an invisible audience in a few weeks when his cooking show called The Main premieres on Food Network Canada.
Fire up that grill, roll up your sleeves. I'm bringing sauce and sizzle to a Greek-inspired Maine. Grilled lamb chops, gorgeous sides, and it's all on a bed of minted couscous.
Sedlak is just 24, but don't let his youth fool you. This guy's been hanging around kitchens for years, and it all started because of his love of snowboarding at the Grouse Mountain Ski Facility in North Vancouver.
I started when I was 13 years old in kitchens. I don't know really. I did it for a free snowboard pass. I was at Grouse, like I said, and I kind of grew up at Grouse, you know, almost half my life. And initially, I can't say I had an interest in food. It was definitely all about the free snowboard pass.
But what were you doing?
I was busing. There's no glory. I was scraping gum off tables, okay? There's nothing spectacular here. So I started busing, and then I slowly progressed into the kitchens and worked my way up. And eventually, when I was 14, only a year later, I got this employee of the month. So the win for it was this gift certificate to the dining room. So sure enough, I brought my friend there to the dining room, and we sat down, and you know, we're all 14. We didn't own suits at the time, so I'm pretty sure we ironed our Dockers that night or whatever you will. And so we sat down, and we're looking at these menus, like duck a l'orange, lobster thermidor, foie gras pan seared. You know, what is this stuff? We didn't know. We'd never seen food like it. I can't say that, you know, right there and then I decided I'm doing food as a life, but you know, it was definitely, that was the initial first moment. I was like, wow, that's food? Like, you can do that with food? And from there, I just worked my way up into the kitchens and slowly kind of started leading the team in the dining room. Eventually, I left to London, and now we're kind of full circle. I spent a lot of time cooking in London, came back, and here I am.
You don't just go to London and come back and get your own TV show. When he returned to Canada, Sedlak's girlfriend encouraged him to put his name forward to the Food Network's Superstar Chef Challenge.
And they said, you're coming to Toronto to do Superstar Chef Challenge Season 2. Essentially, you know, your reality show. They take seven chefs from across Canada and put them through the culinary and hosting sort of mill and see who's last standing, right? You have eliminations and different challenges throughout the whole series. So with some luck, and I'd like to think a little skill in there somewhere, I was lucky enough to be the last person standing. So the win for it was to sit down with all the executives of Alliance Atlantis and talk about the possibility of having a show. So they flew me out to Toronto for this wonderful weekend, put me up in a nice hotel. I got to say, I felt like a pretty cool guy. And then we, you know, sat down and chatted, and we came up with the concept, The Main. And they didn't tell me initially in this meeting whether you're going to get a show or not. And they didn't owe me a show. That wasn't part of the prize. The prize was a meeting. So I sat down, and then they took me out for lunch afterwards, and they still hadn't given up too much. I couldn't really read them. So I just started kind of firing at these prying questions and, you know, come on, what's going on there? And finally they gave in and said, yeah, we'd like to do a show with you.
Now, I love all the fresh, vibrant flavors of Greece, and I've got a simple main to bring them home.
The Main looks like it will be a hit with a younger demographic. There's hip music, slick editing, Sedlak's boyish good looks, and guess what? The food he's teaching you how to cook is based on solid flavors and easy techniques featuring the always popular Mediterranean-style cuisine. As a TV host, I find his delivery straightforward and mostly engaging, but he admits he's still learning.
It's me, myself, and I up there on the set, and I love it. And I have no problem being in front of the camera. The one challenge I sort of tell everyone is definitely, you know, I'm kind of a lively person. I like to be around people. I like to chat. And the one thing that we all have in common when we talk is that we feed off each other's reactions. So if I crack a joke to you, you know, you might laugh. And so maybe I feel a little bit more comfortable and we loosen up a little bit. If you don't laugh and everything's silent, maybe I kind of shrink up a little bit and kind of keep myself reserved. Well, when you're talking to a camera, they don't laugh. You know what I mean? So if you crack a joke to this camera, it's just kind of like, you know, dust balls going through the kitchen. No one gives you reactions. So definitely trying to feed off myself is a challenge for me, and it's something I'm trying to work on, and hopefully, you know, I'm getting better at it.
This has to be like a dream come true for Sedlak. First he wins a contest he entered only because his girlfriend kept bugging him about it, and now he has his own show on the Food Network. It's just now starting to sink in.
And to be honest, sure, it's exciting, but I don't know if it's hit me fully yet, you know? Today we're standing here in front of, you know, Barbara Jo's Books for Cooks, and there's this huge poster of a picture of me, and that's definitely kind of wild. That kind of sinks in. It's a bit different. Do you know what I mean? It's, Almost weird to see.
I don't know. You look younger in that picture for some reason.
What are you trying to say? I got gray hair now, man. It's all the hard days in kitchens. But definitely, you know, when the show airs, that'll be a bit wild. Now that's a main.
I think this guy is a natural for the camera. Good looks and good food and an easygoing style that is slightly reminiscent of Jamie Oliver. And I love the theme song of the show too. The main premieres Monday, October 1st on the Food Network. Check my website for some photos and links to more info. That's Food for Thought. I'm Don Genova.